we should not just talk to Mills, but we should talk to him, because he considers himself to be the president's man, on the finance committee, period. His ideas are interesting and imaginative. We appreciate the building, Shell's, deal on trade taxes, and also, the discussions we've had on welfare. At the end of the meeting, he spoke, quite emotionally about the fact that, he admired the guts that, president displayed now in the situation in Vietnam. He said the critics have been extremely unfair and, vicious, and that, he thought the great majority of the people in this city and the country were solidly on the side of the president. That he reflected as a matter of fact, but, Baldwin Irwin and others seem to reveal as a growing concern on both Democrats and Republicans in the countries. That just possibly the president may have more support in the country than they have. And that this, constant, conflict with the president is not a real winner as far as they are concerned. As a matter of fact, Long said that he thought it was wrong for them to take the president on right after, his inauguration, right after he achieved a massive election victory in peace in Vietnam. He said he thought it was wrong on the merits, but he said he thought it was also wrong from a political standpoint, and he did not agree with the tactics at all. Long was certainly, as I thought, one of the few that was previous on the right. The ablest man from the standpoint of sheer mental ability that we have in the United States on today. If only he had not had that problem, with the energy a year or two ago, I think, and also if he had not had this, that problem, which probably led to this to be before, but, he would be a very formidable, leader of the Democrats and the Senate and the country. As it is, he's sidetracked, because of his personal difficulties. Fortunately, your second marriage has proved to be a boon to him. I ran into a conversation with him, and his wife was from North Carolina. And his wife voted for him and said her mother. Long said, of course, he would have, if he had brought the government any chance to win, which is probably the attitude of a great number of Democrats in the South and the country, which probably is the reason why we did not reach the 64 or 68 level that some of the government was actually the smooth of the country, and we ended up around 61. The Democrats just felt that they didn't have to, that I didn't need their votes in under those circumstances, that either didn't vote or voted their party right down the line. So I had a great problem in my hand, as usual, with senility, and, was never so long. Mrs. Guppy, of course, who made her outrageous statement, Bill Rogers and I talked about it at breakfast, but clearly he was better than decided that he would be out of home in a half year for about a month. And the other day, I'm aware of my hand's wife was already abroad, she was planning to meet her there. And I told him that he ought to hang on there about a week before going on over to, see her in Dallas. And he agreed to do so. The situation with her government is going to be, of course, very hard to understand. She's behaved quite well, as Henry and his constantly pointed out. Now she reversed the tide just at the time when he said that our relationship with the India has been improved as a result of what happened. In fact, the period of the India-Pakistan conflict, what it is that contributed in my mind, always is that, and I knew this, that she, by her father's support, she was basically anti-white, anti-Western. As David pointed out, that she felt the loyalists like the United States, they quite deliberately to the cities of Germany during World War